Portrait of Pompey, Level 1. Gnaeus Pompey, depicted in this portrait, was one of the most prominent military commanders and political figures of the Roman Republic. He served as a general under Sulla during the Civil War at the start of the 1st century BC and later formed the first triumvirate with Julius Caesar and Crassus. Initially an ally of Caesar, Pompey eventually became his opponent in the subsequent civil war. He was defeated at the Battle of Pharsalus in 48 BC and killed shortly afterwards in Egypt, where he had sought refuge. Following these events, many of his visual representations were destroyed by supporters of Julius Caesar. As a result, only a few portraits of him have survived, making this work particularly significant. The man's appearance is strikingly realistic. He has thick, tousled hair with a few unruly locks rising at the centre of his forehead, which is marked with deep wrinkles. His mouth is thin and his chin small yet prominent. His gaze is intense, as if conveying a powerful inner emotion, an effect heightened by the pronounced brow ridges, sunken eyes, facial muscles, and the twist of the neck. The few surviving portraits of Pompey fall into two distinct categories: the so-called Venice type, based on this work, which depicts Pompey around the age of 45, and the Copenhagen type, in which the Roman general appears slightly older. Though created with different styles and artistic sensibilities, both share one notable feature: the unruly lock of hair on the forehead. While it may seem like a mere detail, this feature carries important ideological weight, as it directly echoes a trait found in all portraits of Alexander the Great. Indeed, after his early military successes, Pompey was given the title Magnus, the Great. The lock of hair then symbolizes a deliberate attempt to associate his image with that of the renowned Macedonian commander, highlighting Pompey's own military excellence. This same detail also appears in the imagery of coins minted by his sons after his death. The coins also serve as valuable evidence of the now lost statues of Pompey. Among the various series, one stands out in which his son had him portrayed as a new Neptune, linking his father to the god of the sea in celebration of his many military victories across the Mediterranean. The Venice head is likely a partial copy of one of these statues, or of others mentioned in ancient sources. The portrait, which comes from the collection of Giovanni Grimani, was most probably sculpted during the Claudian period, in the early 1st century AD. It was based on an original created about a century earlier, around 60 to 61 BC. This tells us that, despite Pompey's defeat at Pharsalus and the later rise of Caesar, followed by that of his adopted son, Augustus, there was still a desire for Pompey's memory to endure. For a more detailed look at how key figures in the struggle for power portrayed themselves during the late Republic and early Empire, listen to Level 2.